And welcome back to the Midtown Tire Team Radio pregame show on 92.1 KRLS. Andrew Schneider here with Jody Bakhove and a friend of mine for many years who I've known through the Tulip Court and through Tulip Time and Families First Appella and all the great things she does for the community. Right now, Jody, your family's going through quite the struggle. Your oldest daughter, Caitlin, had a major health problem that's really developed over the past couple months and kind of came to a head and even a liver transplant this week. First of all, let our listeners know just how things have been going for you and your family over these past couple months and what it's been like for you to kind of see this community response rallying behind you and your daughter.
Well, actually, Andrew, it's actually been less than 2 weeks since this whole thing started. Caitlin had been a little ill before and just was not feeling very well, and she did not want to go to the doctor. Caitlin is an occupational therapist, and she just started a new job and down here in Kansas City, and did not carry coverage of it and had health insurance, wouldn't start until July 1st. So she didn't want to go to the doctor, and she didn't want to go to the doctor, and we kept trying to convince her, her whole family and her father and I, and she just did not want to go because she knows the expenses of going to emergency room or even going to the doctor, and she refused. And so last Thursday, she called her boyfriend and said, "I think I have to go in," and he took her in right away to the emergency room. Luckily, he was close. And within an hour, she spiraled downhill. In fact, we told him that had she not he not gotten her there that day, she probably would have passed away at home because of the liver failure she was going through. And so since that, less than 2 weeks ago, we've been through a lot here. Not only with Caitlin's health and trying to her through all of this as best we could with just by supporting the doctors who've absolutely been amazing around here and the nurses and staff, but trying to figure out healthcare coverage and stuff like that because her stuff did not start until July 1st and this all happened June 17th. There was a point the hospital actually told us that she needed a liver transplant and they would not be able to perform it because she didn't have health insurance. That's really hard for us because that's nothing that we've always had health insurance with. So we always took it for granted. And I know Caitlin, you know, I'm 29. I can do it without it for a month while I'm waiting for my health insurance to kick in. And to be told that your daughter can't have a liver transplant to save her life because she doesn't have health insurance, I never would have imagined that could actually be a thing, a real thing. And it's worked out okay because we actually figured out that she can get COBRA insurance. Normal COBRA insurance only will cover you for 2 months past when you've been at your last job. But because of COVID, they changed the rules, so it's about 12 months. So she is able to get COBRA. We were able to get that into effect on last Tuesday. And it just actually took effect today, I believe, or yesterday. So that's actually going to kick in for her. But Andrew, I have to be honest with you, it really bothers us. That when I think of there are people in this country that could need these life-saving procedures and can't get it, I didn't know that. I'm sure that's my own ignorance and not knowing that, but that's a problem with our healthcare system. And I'm not for socialized medicine, but this isn't acceptable either. That's kind of where we're at right now. She was put on the transplant list on Monday morning, and we found out that she would be a match, and her surgery was then Tuesday night, I believe. I'm sorry, time is, I can't quite do days yet, but the surgery is looking good. The liver's looking great, but it's a recovery process, and you know, it's not like you happen on TV where they wake up, they open their eyes, they pull out their thing and call it good. She's still on the ventilator. We were hoping to get off yesterday, and that didn't happen. We were hoping to get off today. That didn't happen. So we're hoping for tomorrow, and we're praying and praying that can happen by soon so we can talk to her and we can know she's there.
Well, and Jody, as I mentioned, a big part of this, and this wasn't necessarily your ask, but certainly people around you have created fundraisers. In fact, as this interview airs, we're in the middle of the Pella Christian baseball softball broadcast on our airwaves, where there's a community hits for Caitlin night going on this evening, on top of a Facebook FundMe account that's been going on, and I'm sure other things that have been going on. I know your ask has not been for money, but I'm sure that means a lot to you and your family that a wide swath of our community here in Pella is certainly trying to give back to your daughter and your family for, I'm sure, the many good things you've done over the years, and I'm sure that warms your heart.
Yeah, I can't tell you like how many times we've been humbled to tears, and when they got a phone call that they wanted to do a baseball game, and it's so nice that Tim's boyfriend Tim was his neighbor, the one that started this donation page, and it was something that she wanted to, just to do something, and it exploded, and we just couldn't believe it. Like I said from the beginning, all Kayla needs is prayers. She's going to need money, but prayers are what has gotten her where she is today and what has gotten us so we worship people to support her. God is a great God, and He loves us so much, and He loves her, and He has a plan for her life. But we're so overwhelmed by everybody, and I know being in the position of trying to help raise money for people that you just want to do something, and I'm so grateful for everybody that's wanted to do anything, whether it's a call or a text or a card or, you know, definitely prayer. They've actually made such a huge difference, and we feel them, you know, and we can't tell you how much we appreciate that. Our whole family is overwhelmed.
Well, and again, if people do want to help and they want the official means, I know that in this age, unfortunately, you kind of have to talk about that. But you said there is a Facebook page. It's very much public, has a very high donation total. I think there's also something going on at Midwest One Bank. Is that right?
Yeah, we got that set up. So there is an account at Midwest One Bank. And yeah, there absolutely is. There absolutely is. But, you know, just pray for Kayla. That's what she needs. She needs more than anything. We all know that.
And that is Jody Bakhoven, again, a friend of mine and a Pella resident whose daughter going through quite the health trials right now. This is the Midtown Tire Team Radio Pregame Show. Jody, appreciate your time. Hopefully, you know, all the best and our thoughts and our prayers as well for your daughter and your whole family. And we hope that the good news keeps coming day by day. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew.